Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus said, "Don't panic when you hear of wars and rumors of wars." Whoa, that is a heavy. And I know you can have a lot of questions about that, and I'm here to answer it. Amen. We're reading the Word of God every day, Monday through Friday, and we're posting it on Facebook. Whatever I read, I will post a scripture from the daily reading, and I will also give you the scriptures, one Old Testament, one New Testament, one Proverbs, and one Psalm. And if you read in the beginning of the year, if you started with me in January, we will finish in December, and we will have read the whole Bible. Does that mean you have to read every day? And if you forget to read a couple of days or you don't have time, that you should stop? No, just pick up where you left off, pick up on the date that it is, and keep on going. Why? Because you can never really complete the Bible in 1 year. So next year, you'll get back to reading it, and you'll pick up the place that you didn't read. And you need to know the Word of God, because the Word of God is a sword. But if we don't read it, it has no power. We have to read it to get the power that we get from God's Word. Amen? Okay, so we're in Luke 21. Some of Jesus' disciples began talking about the beautiful stonework of the Jewish temple and the memorial decorations on the wall. But Jesus said, "The time is coming when all these things you are admiring will be knocked down, and not one stone will be left on top of another. All will become one vast heap of rubble." "Master," they exclaimed, "when and will there be any warning signs ahead of time?" And he replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come announcing themselves as the Messiah and saying the time has come. But don't believe them. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't panic. True, wars must come, but the end won't follow immediately, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom shall rise against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes and famines in the land, and epidemics and terrifying things happening in the heavens. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of special persecution, and you will be dragged into synagogues and prisons and before kings and governors for my sake. But as a result, the Messiah will be widely known and honored. Don't be concerned about how to answer the charges against you, for I will give you the right words. Even those closest to you, your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, will betray you and have you arrested. But some will be killed. But everyone will hate you because you are mine and are called by my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. For if you stand firm, you will win your soul." This is a very heavy scripture. And who's talking here? Jesus. Why was he talking there? he was going to go to the cross. Every day he went to the temple when he was in Jerusalem, and he would preach there, and people would listen. And he was looking, he was on the mountain where that temple is, and they were looking at it, the temple, with his disciples, and they were saying how beautiful it was. And they loved their temple. It was a beautiful temple. They had made it gorgeous. But Jesus said, one day it's not going to be here anymore. And that's exactly what happened. The Romans destroyed the temple, tore it down, and made the people leave their land. But you know what? God said one day he would take his people back to that land. He would restore that temple. There would be a temple again, one more temple. This would be the third temple that they would have if they build a temple. And what happened in 1949, around that time, the Jewish people started going back. They were permitted to go back to their land. And there they are today. And their land is thriving. And the people of that country are doing marvelous works. And the Bible says that they will be a blessing to the whole world. And I tell you, the Jewish people have been a blessing to the whole world in many different areas, in technical, in medical, scientific, war, in the army, in products, mechanical products. Computer products. They, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're the ones who came up with text messages. So they, the Jewish people, have been a blessing. The Bible says whoever blesses the nation of Israel will be blessed, and whoever does not bless the nation of Israel will be cursed. I didn't say that. You have to go to the Word of God and see what God says. Friends, Jesus gave away many prophecies about the days just before he would return. And he said, stand firm and be faithful to the end. In Revelation, there are 8 blessings for those who will be faithful and stay faithful to the end. John 16:33 says, I have told you all this so that, as this is Jesus talking, I have told you all this so that you will have peace of heart and mind. In the world, there's chaos. In the world, we see things that are coming our way, which is prophesied by Jesus in the Bible. So anything he tells us, there's a good ending. But we have to trust in Jesus, believe that God knows the best for what he's doing in this day and this time. And he said, here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world. What does that mean? He is king. There's nothing that can go on without the King and the Lord of Lords being in perfect control. Humans are not perfect, and they cannot control the weather. They cannot change things in the Bible. They cannot do anything like God. Friends, if you listen to this message today, and you would like to know this Jesus that I keep talking about every single day, I would love to explain to you who Jesus is. And I would like you to know him just as I met him many, many years ago. And there's a song that says, I keep falling in love with him. over and over and over and over again. And it gets sweeter. The more you know the Lord, the more it gets sweeter. It gets sweeter to know Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. Pray this prayer for me. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to come into my life. Give me a new purpose, Father God. Yes, change my heart. Yes, Lord, show me who you are. I want to know you. I want you to forgive me of all my sins. I want you to write my name in heaven. Lord, I want to know you as my Savior, my Deliverer, my all. Come into my heart. And Father God, for as I receive you, Lord God, I also forgive anyone who have hurt me. And I ask you to forgive me if I have hurt anyone, Lord. And I give you praise, honor, and glory. I receive you as my Savior today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me, would you let me know on Facebook so I can rejoice with you and help you to grow in God? Amen. And amen.